Senator, first of all, nice to have an occasion where we're doing a ribbon cutting, new facility, new processing. We talk about that value-added ag. That's what these kind of things are all about.
Right on. I mean, I ran for governor in 2000, elected in 2000. That's over 25 years ago. And, you know, one of the key things I ran on was value-added agriculture. And, I mean, we have gotten a lot of value-added ag development. And it's so important. And we see how important it is right now. Commodity prices are down. We're fighting for markets and all those kind of things. And when we have value-added ag here, when we have processing here, not only does that give our guys a market, but it also gives them a better price because they don't have the transportation cost, the basis. And so we see that here. And now, the pulse crops, you know, we've done the edible beans forever, but the pulse crops, somewhat newer, and we're dominant, you know, used to be over in Washington State, and Montana's number one. They're still big in it, but we're one or two in all pulse crop, peas, beans, lentils. And it's a great crop. It's a growing crop. And now when we process it, we add a lot of value. So this is exciting. This is a big deal. And this is the kind of thing we got to keep doing for the good of not just North Dakota, but rural America.
No doubt. President's going to have an address tonight regarding Iran. Obviously, that conflict's had a big impact on our farmers and the ag community as well. How do you see the where we go from here?
Yeah. So first thing I want to... So that, you know, you've seen what's happened with fertilizer prices because so much comes out of the Gulf. Well, where are we better situated to produce fertilizer than right here in North Dakota? And again, value-added ag, let's start producing more of that fertilizer. And, you know, particularly the nitrogen-based stuff comes from natural gas and all that, obviously potash and that kind of stuff, you know. But again, we have proximity with Canada. But let's develop more of that here. And this is, we see that again, why it's so important. Let's take control of our destiny wherever we can. That's why today in this value-added ag is such a big part of it. As far as the address tonight, I think it's going to go more about the conflict in Iran. I'm going to talk today. I was up at the White House on Friday, and the president, I've been talking to the White House, and you saw the president came out and expressed his support for more farm bridge assistance as part of the next funding package. So we've been working very hard, not only with Brooke Rollins at USDA, and she's been great on it, but also I've been talking to the White House about it, and you notice he announced his support for it on Friday. So that's huge. That's real big. We're going to get our guys, some more help on the farm bridge assistance, and that's key to get them to October of this year when the One Big Beautiful Bill, the Better ARC PLC, kicks in. The other thing is a lot of guys are buying up a lot more, a higher level of crop insurance now that's going to help them. And that's a function, again, of something we got in the One Big Beautiful Bill. So when they signed up this year, it was more affordable to buy those higher levels of coverage. That was my bill that we put in the One Big Beautiful Bill. My Farmer Act, we put the whole bill right in the One Big Beautiful Bill. So that'll help. Then we got to get these markets going. You saw we've got, the seasonal E15s kicked in, but we've got to get the year-round E15. The target from what I'm hearing on the biofuels, the guys are saying that looks good. The president talked about more soybean sales to China. You maybe saw that. We're still working that. But if that's the case, if he could bump that from, $20 billion to $40 billion, boy, that'd be a shot in the arm. So all these things are at play, but we got to keep working them because our guys, if you're growing something right now, you're not making money. And so we've got to keep working for our guys. And the other thing is working on some of the trade issues as far as how we structure those trade programs. For example, our sugar program, that hasn't been adjusted since 2000, the year 2000. Okay, I was just talking about that. That's when I started as governor. That, over 25 years ago, we need that adjusted. We're working with Jamison Greer and USTR to adjust how that works structurally so it works better for our sugar growers.
When you talk about another round of bridge assistance, would it come through reconciliation, farm bill, what path?
Well, right now I think it'd go reconciliation. We're already working on reconciliation. We're going to need to do that. That got into the whole funding of DHS. Unfortunately, Democrats held us up on funding DHS, and we're now going to put multiple years into a reconciliation package so that doesn't happen again. And we can pass that with 51 votes. Yeah, we're definitely looking at that also for the additional money for the Department of War, for the conflict in Iran. And then and I would look at that too, or we are looking at that, for the legislation that Senator Bozeman and I put forward, that could be the vehicle as well.
What dollar level are we looking at?
So, and then we're working with G.T. Thompson in the House too. We've talked in that $15 to $17 billion range. You know, it's kind of where we think we'd be. And then there probably would be some weather disaster assistance too. They've talked about 7. So we'll see. You know, when you combine those two, it could be 22. If it's just focused on the farm bridge, it'd be more like maybe in the 15.